after him. Running from the wasps, Coyote threw himself into a water hole. It was getting dark when Coyote found Rabbit again beside a lake. He was about to eat Rabbit when Rabbit said, "Why are you going to eat me, brother, when all I was doing was waiting for you so that you could eat that cheese you see over there?" And he pointed to the moon reflected in the water. "But we will have to drink up the liquid that the cheese is in before we can eat the cheese," said Rabbit. When the water was coming out through Coyote's eyes and ears, Rabbit ran off. Coyote was furious. Now Rabbit knew of a ladder that would take him up to the moon. He began to climb it. He reached the moon and, looking down, saw old Coyote looking for him up in the sky. And this is why, it is said, the coyote looks up at the sky so much. And this is the end of the tale my grandfather told me.
Ancient people the world over have shaped religious teachings, legends, myths, and folk tales to explain nature and sort out history. In that time, from antiquity to now, we've been developing our knowledge bit by bit. Antiquity? That means a time at least 1,000 years ago. Looking back on it is like turning the pages of a book. Each event leads to the next, and when even one page is ripped out, we know we've missed something important. In the book of time, from antiquity to the present, there have been great advances in our thinking, especially the sciences. The more people have learned about the world, the more we've discovered something in ourselves, and our ideas continually change. Which is why on this show we say, "When I think of the sun, I see myself." Today, we'll get to know the ancestors of our neighbors just to the south of the United States. We'll explore historic Mexico, meeting some distant cousins of Native Americans living in our country today. We'll learn about some of the ideas that led them to develop their sciences and the science that gave them new ideas and new stories to tell. In fact, I bet most of us think of the idea of landfill as quite new. But the Aztec people built a city in the middle of the lake. They called it Tenochtitlan when they built it almost 700 years ago. Today, we call it Mexico City. Recently, I traveled there. The days were warm and bright, flowers showing off their color everywhere. Traffic blared, and people moved swiftly in this capital city. And I saw the riches developed over 2,000 years. You can visit, too, in a very special way. Ready? Okay, let's go inside.
Welcome to our Museum of Anthropology in Mexico City. My name is Trinidad La Irigoyen. We want to present you a view of our cultures, which are very important in our history. Now we are going to the Teotihuacan culture. Teotihuacan is an Indian name which means the city of the gods. The Teotihuacans are very important because of the large city that they founded. And of course, we're going to see the construction of these large pyramids, which are very impressive. You know that the Teotihuacans work with stone implements. We have here some of these implements, the plumb bulb, which is very primitive, but it's very useful for the constructions of the pyramids and of houses. We can see how with these stone implements, they are going to cut, they are going to shape the stone, and they, by this time we know, these people were already specialized in this sort of work. We can appreciate this in the pottery that they made, especially if we think that everything was handmade. It is impressive also to see the painting that these people developed, because all the buildings outside, inside, were painted, were decorated with beautiful motifs regarding animals or flowers or some deities.
It's wonderful.